quickly review Yuma Davav. So the Gemara, after going through the difference between the Avnit, the potential difference between the Avnit of the Kohen Gadol and the Avnit of the Kohen Hedyot, whether the Kohen Gadol's Avnit had shatness is not debatable, but whether the Kohen Hedyot's Avnit had shatness is debatable, that is the Machlokas. So then the Gemara goes back to the Mishnah where it said, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol, that we separate the Kohen Gadol 7 days in advance. So after we went through the sources of how we see that there's a din of Hafrasha, that the Kohen Gadol has to be designated to a separate area, but the Gemara says, but mi beso lama pirish, why does he have to be kept away from his wife for the entire week? So the Gemara had originally said, because maybe his wife is, he's going to be boel her while she's a Safik Nida, but atu bereshi askina, the Kohen Gadol such a rasha, he's going to be boel his wife when she's a Safik Nida. No, the concern is he's going to be boel his wife and it will turn out that she's a Safik Nida because she'll find dam right afterwards. So and then he's going to have tum of a boel Nida for 7 days. He's not going to be able to do the avoda of Yom Kippurim. So the Gemara had originally said, oh, that maybe assumes only like Rabbi Akiva, that when you find dam after the Bia, that it in fact is Metame Boela. The Rabbanan hold, when you find dam after the Bia, it's not going to be Metame the husband. The Gemara says, no, even the Rabbanan would agree that if the dam is found immediately after the Bia, it will be Metame the husband. The only time it's not Metame the husband is if the dam is, according to the Chacham, is if the dam is found Achar Achar, after the time that's immediately after the Bia. The Gemara then quotes two opinions, whether a Boel Nida is Tovel B'Yom, or only Tovel B'Laila, like a Nida is Tovel B'Laila. So if he's Tovel B'Yom, so it makes a lot of sense that 7 days is enough, because he could be Tovel in Erev Yom Kippurim, so he's a Tful Yom until Yom Kippur starts. Once Yom Kippur starts, he's totally Tahar. But if he's Tovel B'Laila, so he can't go to the Mikvah till Yom Kippur night, which would mean he's a Tful Yom until after Yom Kippur, he wouldn't be allowed to do the Avodah. So Gemara says, no, it must be that we're Mafresh him, not 7 days in advance, but 7 days and a little bit, meaning a little bit before Shkia, on that 8th day before Yom Kippur, so that he's able to be Tovel not on the night of Yom Kippur, but the night of Erev Yom Kippur, and therefore by the time Yom Kippur comes, he's no longer a Tovel Yom, he is Tar. So the Gemara brings Rayas back and forth, is he Tovel B'Yom, is he Tovel B'Laila, a Boel Nida, we know in general that Kol Chayav Tvilos, normally the Tvila is B'Yom, except for Nida and a Yoledes. The question is a Boel Nida like a Nida, because his Tumah comes from a Nida? But at the end of the day, the Gemara has a proof that his Tvila is Bilayla, that it in fact is like a Nida, that he's Tovel during the night time, because it says, Ahazav, Ahazav, Amitzara, Amitzaras, Uboel Nida, Vitavime, Tvilasan, I'm sorry, that is Tvila's Biyom, because it says, Boel Nida, Tvilasan, Biyom. So we do have a proof that his Tvila is only Biyom, whereas a Nida is Tvilasan, Bilayla. The Gemara then gives two reasons that we don't keep all people away from the Kohen Gadol, meaning, good, so we kept his wife away from him, so he's not going to be Boel Nida. Shouldn't we keep all of humanity away from him? Because after all, he could be talking to someone, then they'll die, then he'll become Tame to a mace, and then he won't be able to do the Avodah. So Gemara has two explanations. Either Tumas Mace is Hutra B'Tzibur, so even if he becomes Tame Mace, it's no big deal, since he's involved in Korbanos HaTzibur, it's totally permissible. Or it's not Hutra B'Tzibur, but Tumas Mace L'Shchicha. It's not something that's so common that we have to worry about, that maybe someone's going to drop dead right in front of him, because since that's very uncommon, we don't have to worry about such an eventuality. The Gemara then quotes two opinions, whether Rav Nachman holds Hutra even when there are Tohar people in the Beisach. We have Machlokes of Nachman Rav Sheshes, whether Tumas Hutra or Dechuya. Rav Nachman holds Hutra, Rav Sheshes holds Dechuya. But how far does Rav Nachman go with that Hutra idea? According to the first Lashon, if there are other Kohanim within that same Beisach who are Tahar, so good, let those Kohanim do the Avodah. Even if you hold Hutra, you might as well let the Tahar Kohanim do it. But according to the second version, even when there are other Kohanim that are Tahar in that same Beis Av, we don't bother those other Kohanim to do it. We still let the Tameh guy do it, because it's totally Hutra. Tumah is 100% Hutra B'Tzibur.